Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Mother Chayrocha Vastavit Tzvi, and we are taking a look at a brand new Sefer Bamidbar, Parshas Bamidbar, and the Midrash says in Parsha Beis Simen Zayin, speaks about the Osos, and the Degalim, the flags and the banners of the 12 Shvatim. So it says in this Midrash Be'osos, commenting on that word, Simanin hayu l'chol nasi v'nasi. There was a sign, a simon, for each and every nasi. Mapa v'tzeva. Al kol mapa umapa katzeva shel avanim tovos, shel yalibo shel aharon. That there was a mapa, so like, you know, a big flag, a banner. A mapa is usually like a tablecloth, but like a big banner with the color that matched the color of the stone of that tribe on the heart of Aharon. Obviously referring to the Choshen. The Choshen was the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. Had 12 different stones on it, keneged the 12 shvatim, and each stone was a different color, and therefore the banner was based on that color. Mehem lamda hamalchus lios osin mapa v'tzeva l'chol mapa umapa. And from them, the malchus learned, kings learned, to have like a flag with colors on every single one. And then continues Kol Shevet Shevet Nasi Shalod Seva Mapa Shalod Domed La Seva Shalav No. And then it just specifies that it said in general that the banners match the colors of the stones. And over here it specifies that it's each one had it based on his color. So I'm just going to do a couple, but starting with Reuven Avno Odem. So Reuven has his stone was Odem Umapa Shalod, which seems to be a like a form of ruby, Odem, coming from Adom, red, and I believe it has been suggested, I don't know if this is my own insight, but that ruby sounds like the English version of the name Reuven, Reuben. So it could be that there is a connection there. But Reuven, Avno, Odem, Umapa Shalot, Savua, Adom, Mutsuyar, Alav, Dudaim, and there is an image of Dudaim. Also worth noting that Dudaim includes in it the letters of Adom, red, and I believe the Ibn Ezra and many others say that the Dudaim was kind of like human shaped a little bit like an Adam, which is so there's more to discuss there. But I really want to focus on the next one, which is the following: Shimon Pitda. Shimon had Pitda. Okay, Umapa Shalo, Savua. Yarok umetsuyer alav shechem. So I believe pitta is understood to be emerald. And over here, it's the mapa shalo was tzavu yarok. It was green umetsuyer alav shechem, and there was an image of shechem on it. And then continues Levi barekas mapa shalo tzavu shalish lavan shalish shachor shalish adom. That there's Levi's actually had three different colors. Okay, but let's take a look at this and focus more on Shimon. So Shimon has a green flag, and the image of it. And the image on it is Shechem. It makes you wonder why would there be an image of Shechem on this flag? You know, it's interesting that we have a picture of a city on it, but of course we know that there is some history in Shechem. And my initial thought was, you know, maybe this is an answer to an age old question. Regarding Shimon, and not just Shimon and Levi, the question is, did they do the right thing? Now, we know the first story we have in Shechem, or at least with regarding Shimon, the first story we have with Shechem is the story where Shechem and his father Hamor, Shechem is the prince, his father Hamor, this is in Parshas, Ve'yishlach Perek Lamedalid, they make a deal. Shechem first abducts Dina, and then he wants to marry her. They make a deal with Shimon and Levi that they will make a big peace treaty. They will all get Bris Mila, and they are all circumcised. And when the inhabitants of Shechem, including Shechem and his father Hamor, are circumcised, Shimon and Levi kill out the entire city, all the males of the city, and plunder the spoils of the city. And Yaakov rebukes them. And then Shimon and Levi respond. They say should we make our daughter, our sister, a zona after, you know, like by not avenging her. And Yaakov doesn't respond. And if you read this passage alone, so it looks like Shimon and Levi get the last word. And then, of course, in Parshas Vayechi, Shimon and Levi are both rebuked by Yaakov. And it's unclear if Shimon, you know, what's the Torah's view? Did Shimon and Levi do the right thing or not? And in this midrash over here, we see that there's an image of Shechem on their banner. So is that an indication? Is that a haskama of sorts that, you know, an approbation for their actions that, you know, it's included? So that's a thought. That's a thought. Now, the Marzu on this midrash says that the image is of Shechem because of the Gvura and Mesiris Nefesh in Shechem that Shimon demonstrated, and that it's a praise of his zealotry against Znus. So that's how Marzu on this midrash understands it. It's a symbol of Gvura and Mesiris Nefesh and his zealotry against Znus. It's strange though if we think about it, because Shimon also had a feature role in a different event that took place in Shechem, which is certainly wrong. This is for, you know, undoubtedly wrong, and that is specifically Mechiras Yosef. That Yosef was abducted by his brothers. Well, Yosef went to Shechem, and he was abducted by his brothers ultimately. And Shimon had a very major leading role in this whole operation. And Chazal even point out Yosef is buried in Shechem. It was like they returned him to Shechem. And there are later events in history that are negative events that take place in Shechem. Even till this day, there are unfortunately a lot of challenges regarding the location of Shechem. But we have over here that for sure this is a bad thing. For sure, the story of Mechiras Yosef, you know, maybe it's debatable regarding the fight in Parshas Vayishlach and the decimation of the town. Maybe that's debatable. Not in Yaakov's eyes, but you know, maybe in the Torah's eyes, you could discuss that. But Mechiras Yosef, no doubt, is an awful thing. Why would that be the image on their banner? And perhaps that you could say the image of Shechem is a symbol of strength and zealotry, which is indeed the Midah of Shimon, which is not necessarily a bad thing, right? The idea of being strong and powerful and fighting and being a zealot, there is good to that for sure. And this is something that Shimon was proud of. And perhaps you can suggest it was good against Shechem and Hamor, but bad against Yosef. And even if Yaakov condemned them, maybe there are still some milos to their actions against Shechem and Hamor. But obviously, it was poorly used against Yosef. It's interesting that Shimon later gives into Znus in the form of Zimri with Cusby in Parshas Balak and Pinchas, that he gives into Znus, but that might have actually been a zealous act of Znus, kind of in rebellion against Moshe. And Zimri himself is killed by a different zealot, Pinchas, who comes from Levi, Shimon's partner in Shechem. So we see kind of comes full circle with the storyline of the zealotry here. But this banner may be really an insight into all of the banners, that this is a Midah of Shimon. And sometimes it's beautiful and great, and sometimes it can get pretty ugly. And that's how it is with all Midos. And it's not just to highlight the best of what this tribe has. It's to highlight that what's the essence of this tribe and the Midah that they have. And the Midos are Gvura, and the Midos are Mesiris Nefesh, and the Midos are Kenayos, zealotry. And there is a place for that. Obviously, it needs to be, you know, tempered properly. And that's probably the case with every single one of these banners and all midos that we have, that, you know, it's important for us to know our midos, to know, first of all, how to guard ourselves from those midos being misappropriated and being detrimental to ourselves and to others. And also because we have to know what our midos are so that we know how to succeed, what we have at our disposal to help us succeed in our Avodas Hashem and bring us closer to a time of Mashiach. So as we read through this Parsha and read through the Shvatim and especially the Midrash with their banners and understand Yishal Machneo v'Yishal Diglo to see ourselves as well as our personal Yishal Machneo v'Yishal Diglo to see our Kochos and be able to use them only in the service of Hashem.